Good morning from WVIK. I'm Joseph Leahy. Some of Iowa's community colleges could soon offer bachelor's degree programs under a bill passed out of the Iowa House. The chamber approved a pilot program to offer degrees in education, nursing, business, and other high-demand fields. Five community colleges are participating, including Iowa Lakes in Estherville and Iowa Central in Fort Dodge. The colleges would be limited to offering no more than three bachelor's programs, and they could not offer a degree program if it's already available at the main campus of a college within 50 miles. Republican Representative Taylor Collins of Mediapolis says the bill eliminates education barriers for Iowans.
Iowa faces significant workforce gaps, especially in important fields like healthcare and education. Many of these high-demand careers lack adequate, affordable bachelor's-level pathways in every part of the state, especially in rural Iowa.
The bill passed 56-36 and now heads to the Iowa Senate. Meanwhile, the Iowa ACLU is lobbying the state legislature to place regulations on automatic license plate readers. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
Communications Director Veronica Fowler says the state has no guardrails for ALPRs, which have been deployed across Iowa, including in the Quad Cities. The ACLU supports legislation that passed out of the House Transportation Committee last month.
The legislation we're looking at isn't getting rid of ALPRs. It's putting protections in place and including government transparency. People can get more information about where ALPRs are in their community, how they're being used, how they might be misused.
Among other things, the bill would prohibit cameras outside places of worship. An amended version removed the requirement for a warrant or a county attorney subpoena for access to a specific plate if seeking data more than 24 hours after recording. The bill is awaiting further consideration in the Iowa House. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
The Moline Coal Valley School District is hosting the Illinois State Board of Education's March board meeting this week. Chosen from more than 800 districts statewide, the district will welcome state education leaders for 2 days of meetings and school visits tomorrow and Wednesday. The meetings will take place at the Moline Education Center and are open to the public. On Tuesday, the Finance and Audit Committee meets at 2 p.m., followed by the Education Policy Planning Committee at 3:15. On Wednesday, the full board meets at 10:30 with the Coal Valley administrators presenting district highlights. State Superintendent Tony Sanders and board members will also tour schools and meet with students and staff during the visit. An annual scholarship from the Davenport Community School District is helping one teen achieve their dreams. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Hunter Morrow's plan to become a neurologist got a little easier Friday as the Davenport North senior won a $20,000 college scholarship. He's the recipient of the Dr. Thomas Anthony Dooley Memorial Scholarship, awarded annually by the School District Scholarship Selection Committee and QC Community Foundation. The scholarship will be distributed $5,000 a year over 4 years, and Hunter plans to attend the University of Iowa, where he will major in neuroscience while pursuing a pre-med track. The scholarship recognizes students planning to enter medicine who demonstrate outstanding academic achievement, leadership, and service to others. Hunter has a 4.0 GPA, and North Principal Eric Johnson says he was a natural choice among the seven nominees. Hunter was inspired to go into medicine because of his dad, Andrew, who's been a paramedic for 30 years.
It means a lot. It's mean that all the work I put in high school will help me in my future, and this scholarship will help so much in college because, yeah, it's a lot.
He got into neurology after taking an intro to psychology course his sophomore year on the way to concurrently earning an associate's degree from Eastern Iowa Community Colleges when he graduates from North this spring.
It interested me so much to like see all the different brain functions and how like little is known about so many parts of it.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.